destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you're having a good day today. It's beautiful here in California. Starting to get warm. Summer's coming in. We haven't seen rain in a while, but it's beautiful. Not too hot today. In the mid-70s, which is kind of nice. But it'll get hotter soon, and it's going to be so dry here and hot that you won't want to go outside pretty much during the day. I hope wherever you are, there's good weather happening, good things happening in your life. Today is April 28th, 2008, and today is a Six of Clubs day with a Queen of Hearts ruling card. People born today are, a lot of them are destined for success. And because of the Queen of Hearts, they have a very high sex drive. And two of the most beautiful women in Hollywood today, in my opinion, are born today and having a birthday. That's Jessica Alba and Penelope Cruz, both born today. Also, another famous person, Jay Leno, was born today. So, you know, Jay, it's very interesting because Johnny Carson is a Queen of Hearts himself. And his successor, Jay Leno, has a Queen of Hearts ruling card. Isn't that interesting? That Queen of Hearts ended up in that same position. Very interesting. There's also a couple of really interesting musicians who were more or less weird who were born today. Violent J, the rapper, Howard Donald, and also, what's his name? Let's see, Scott Puteski from Marilyn Manson's group, all born today. The designer, car designer Lamborghini is born today. A lot of people who are destined for success, because the Six of Clubs doesn't sound like much of a card, but it's positioned in the cards in such a way that there's great potential for long time and very high achievement in their lifetime. So it's not surprising that we have so many celebrities who are Six of Clubs. And today we're only talking about one birthday of the Six of Clubs. I believe there's about eight birthdays of Six of Clubs altogether, maybe more. So there's a lot of them. Well, actually, it could be more like 10. I'll have to look it up and see for sure. I have a couple of announcements to make. First of all, I'm actually working on our next newsletter today for the Voice of the Seven Thunders, and I want to extend an opportunity. If there's an article that you would love to see in the Voice of the Seven Thunders newsletter, something about the cards, perhaps, that you would love to see, because you have questions about it and would like more understanding, you can either send me an email and let me know about that, or you can actually call in on the show and tell me what your article would be about. I would love to hear your ideas. I always come up with articles for the newsletter, but very open to hear your feedback. So if you have any article that you would like to see written that would help you in your study of the cards or your understanding of the cards, just let me know. I'm very open. I've written about almost about everything, really, but there's always room for more. So I'm very open to hear your ideas. Okay. We're going to go right into our talk tonight. And tonight's discussion is about the way of the spiritual warrior. I've always been sort of a warrior at heart. I've always had when I was a kid, my favorite game was war. I mean, I remember when I was very young, I had the idea of paintball well before it was actually invented, because I love war so much, and there was no way in playing war to see who had actually gotten hit or not. That was the big downfall of the whole game. Was you were out there shooting your friends with make-believe guns, and you'd say, "I got you," and you'd say, "No, you didn't." But there's no way to prove it. So I came up with this idea for paintball. this is how much I love being a warrior. But, and so I've always been attracted to that kind of thing, and a lot of people are, a lot of men are especially. I mean, it's part of our DNA, you know, say, to be the fighters and protectors of the weak, and so forth. But this is about the spiritual warrior, and I want to introduce this topic here. And by starting out by saying, whether you know it or not, everybody, including you and me, we are in a war. We're in a battle every single day of our life. We're fighting, and we're fighting for our life, for our very existence. It's do or die, win or be defeated. And to be defeated in this game can mean actual death. And when you think about it, most of us think that our daily life struggle is the war that we have in our life, like the fight to have a better job. We use the word fight a lot. You know, I'm fighting for this. I'm fighting for freedom. You know? But we're struggling. We're struggling every day with our job, our relationships, with finances. It could be health. These are the main areas. And all of us, to some extent, have a struggle going on a daily basis. So if I say that you're fighting a battle every day, this would be the first thing that most people would think of. We have good reasons, you know. We do want our life to be a certain way, and we do have good reasons for wanting it to be a certain way. Sometimes we just want a good life for our children, but just as often we would like to have a good life just to see our own dreams come true. Nothing wrong with that. But there are some people that we know whose life, their daily life, is a struggle just for survival. I mean, they're out there just trying to make ends meet, just trying to pay the bills, and dealing with situations that the rest of us would call ordinary is a daily struggle. So what areas of life do you find that you struggle in? Where are you fighting in your life? What battles are you fighting? Who do you fight them with? Is it about your job, your money, your love life, or other relationships, or is it about your health? We each have specific areas, very, very peculiar areas for each of our personalities, for each of our birthdays. And I would like to ask you a question, too. What would it be like for you to finally become victorious over all of your struggles? What would it be worth for you to have complete victory over all the struggles of your life? Become the supreme commander and the victorious commander, you might say. Can you even imagine, right now, could you even imagine a life without the struggles that you have in your particular case? You know, some people's lives are an endless stream of legal struggles. I've seen that before. Some is relationship struggles. Some is money struggles. Some is all of them. But what would your life be like, and can you imagine it, with no struggles? Now, we're talking about the spiritual warrior here. And when I say spiritual, I'm only talking about one thing, because that word today has become very misused. A lot of words have become misused in our society today. You can't use them without somebody already thinking they know what it means. So I want to just define what spiritual means. To me, it means that which is within us, inside of us. That's what I'm talking about when I say spiritual, as opposed to that which is outside of us. Or without us, you might say. So to be spiritual to me means to turn within for answers. So you can almost say that spiritual warrior is like, in itself, like a contradiction. Because warrior is always fighting out there. And spiritual means to go inside. So if you're a spiritual warrior, who are you going to fight with? Okay? Since our daily lives are mostly external struggles. They have external solutions. So what's the spiritual warrior all about? Well, have you ever noticed that even when you overcome an external struggle in your life, that it's quickly replaced by another struggle? Have you ever noticed there's like this endless succession of struggles? You know, we rarely stop and look at our lives and get a perspective. Like, we never stop, like, just... It's like taking yourself and putting yourself like a G.I. Joe or a Barbie doll on a table and looking at your life from outside of yourself and seeing what is going on here. And if you do look at it, if you weren't able to really look at yourself objectively, you'd see that your life is sort of like this endless struggle thing, and that we're kind of doomed to this. Okay? And we're rarely willing to admit that the way we're living our life is not working. I mean, think about it. And ask yourself this question and be honest, you know. Is your life getting better each year or worse each year? Is it really getting better each year or is it getting worse each year? Most people will, if they're honest, they'll tell you their life is getting worse each year. Because, and especially as we get older, we're getting more tired. We don't have as much energy. And if we have the same problems we had 5 years ago, we have the same problems, but we have less energy to deal with it, so it seems more difficult. We do not notice that our life is getting worse, and we're just getting more tired and cut off. You know, people get older and they become cut off from things. They become cut off from their family, like, you know, I can't talk to that family member anymore. I don't even talk to them anymore. My life gets smaller. I have to just avoid certain situations and certain people. And we end up becoming in a very small life. What is happening here? Why is our life becoming smaller as time goes by? What I say is that the real struggle in life is within us, not outside, but inside of us. The true enemy is within us as well. This is the one enemy that's the root of all of our problems and the struggles in our life. And this is the enemy that the spiritual warrior is here to fight with, the spiritual warrior within all of us. This enemy that we're fighting is determined to defeat us, and will stop at nothing. It will have us lose all of our relationships. It will have us lose all of our dignity, all of our morals, all of our values. It doesn't even care about anyone or anything else but itself. This is the enemy we face. It prides itself and grows stronger by making other people, even the people that we love, it grows stronger by making them wrong and making itself better than them. It makes them wrong and in doing so makes itself right. It does not care how much it hurts other people in the process. As long as it fulfills its insatiable desire to feel better about itself. This enemy, number one, would steal all of our energy, time, and goodness. As long as it survives and thrives, it does not even care about us or others in our life. Even if we die in the process, it's not going to stop. It is the very essence of selfishness and success at all costs. Its own survival is all that it cares about. This enemy is none other than our mind and our ego identification with it. And this enemy is out to kill us. It wants to kill you and everything you love. And if you don't allow it, if you do allow it to continue unchecked, it will do that. A lot of people have died because of the dysfunction of being identified with a mind that is just goes crazy. And our own lives are being robbed of our happiness every day because of this. As long as you remain identified with your mind, your thoughts, which is your thoughts, your past and future, you have no choice but to do things that will be hateful and hurtful, both to your friends and family and associates and to your own existence and your environment, you might say. Really, it's not your fault. I mean, when you look at it, it's no one's fault. If I'm identified with my mind, that's all that it takes. Everything that comes out of that is bad. Everything that comes out of that will end up, because for the survival of the ego to happen, I have to make myself feel better at the expense of others. Have to. No one who's in the grip of their minds and ego can really help themselves. All the solutions they come up with are also from this same mind and ego. If all your ideas and solutions about your life come from this mind/ego, is it any wonder that you're not making any progress? More than that, the severity of the negativity increases as time goes by. The mind successfully avoids anything that would threaten its dominion over us. It's extremely devious and cunning, as well as tenacious and resourceful. If you do plan to get your life back, you had better be prepared for the fight of your life. So this is a fight we seek, that we don't seek, that is in store for anybody who wants to have a good life. And that is to wrestle away this control of our life from this ego-enhanced mind of ours. I remember, I was 23 years old when I met my teacher, my guru. I moved to Pennsylvania to become a full-time resident in the ashram and to practice his teachings. My life before that had become one of depression and negativity, even though I was only 23 years old. I had even contemplated suicide. When my teacher appeared, I knew instinctively that I needed to follow his teachings. I also knew that there were no other alternatives for me. My life depended on my somehow being different. Otherwise, my life was futile and I might as well be dead. Living in that ashram was very difficult. It was strictly regimented and involved consistency and hard work on my part, two traits that I had rarely displayed. We had to get up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we were in bed every night by 8:30 or 9. I hated it. I resisted it. I kept brooding internally. I was negative. And I was fighting up against the very structure that I had committed to using for my own growth. Here I had volunteered to, and went there and committed myself, and yet every day I wanted to leave. Then I got a fever once. After a couple months of living there, I got this really high fever for 4 days. And sometime during that period, I had a realization. I realized that it was my mind that was my real enemy, my real problem. And I also realized that my mind was trying to kill me, because it resisted everything good that I wanted to do for myself. I would resist. It was that mental. I made a decision that day that changed my life. I decided. And more than that, I made a commitment to myself that whatever I did not want to do, I would do anyway. Whenever my mind resisted doing something, I would just throw myself into it 100% and do it anyway. The saying, just do it, would be appropriate, because that's exactly what I did. I suffered a lot after that. I made myself do things that I didn't want to do, that I resisted. I dropped my judgments, resistance, negative emotions, and stories about my life. I just got in there and did whatever there was to be done, whatever was asked of me to do. And within a few months, my life changed dramatically. I became happy. I became contented. I regained my life and the love of my life. I defeated my mind and ego, at least achieved a major victory. This is a battle that we all fight. Even when we're struggling with external situations, the real fight is with our mind. It is it's reality that we're resisting each day, every hour and every minute. How many people can even sit still for 5 minutes without going into the future or into the past? Your mind does not want to go into the present moment. It's scared to death to be in the present moment. It does not exist in the present moment. That's the reason. It's afraid for its very existence. So that's why it keeps you in the past and the future. And it will jump in there and steal your attention in the most devious ways you can possibly imagine. We led our mind with its future projections of happiness at some future date, and its dwelling in the past, rob our ability to enjoy whatever is happening right now. I saw this so clearly recently. I was traveling, and I was really practicing being in the now. And I kept having these images. I started to get hungry, and I kept having these images of wanting to have some Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken very much, but when I eat chicken, I think of that because I love the taste of Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I kept trying to, it was hard for me to keep that thought out of my head. I keep coming back. While I was driving, even though I was sitting there, I don't want to think about it, I just want to be in the present. It wasn't the only thought, by the way. That's one of many thoughts. So I had this Kentucky Fried Chicken thing going. Well, finally I stopped to get some gas. And lo and behold, right there in front of me is a Kentucky Fried Chicken place. Right there at the exit. I didn't know it was there until I got there. It was just there. And I said, okay, I'm going to enjoy some Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I stop, and I get out of the car, and I go in there, and it's just this, it's this perfect setup for me. It's like a dream come true. I ask for this certain plate and everything, and she must have given me the biggest chicken breast in the entire place. It was just the most perfect meal. I got the meal, and I went back to my car. And instead of sitting down and eating it, I'm thinking, I got to get going. So here I got the meal I dreamed of, and I noticed this, and I caught myself. I said, look at this. I'm not even allowing myself to enjoy this meal, which I fantasized about for the last hour. I'm already on to the next thing. I hadn't even taken a bite yet of the chicken. And I knew that if I ate that chicken while I was driving, I would not enjoy it because I'd be so busy driving and stuff, and it would be dangerous on top of that, though I can probably handle it. But the thing is, it was so amazing to me to see that my mind is not even going to let me enjoy this, too afraid to be in the now, to experience this. Well, I stopped, and I just allowed myself to eat the chicken and be as present as possible. And it was magnificently delicious, I must say. It was great. So this is the struggle that we all face. You're either going to live your life in the future or in the past, or you're going to live your life in the now. And this is a deciding factor, because when we're in the mind, when we're identified with our mind, and we're living through the past and the future, we can do nothing else but be defensive and hurt other people to make ourselves feel better, because that's what the mind does. It's not your fault. It's the nature of the mind. Not just your mind, every mind. Now, there are some more extreme examples in society. There are people that have done worse bad things to each other over time. And we all have a certain potential, like when we're really hurting, when something really sets us off. Some people will just become verbally abusive, some will just run away, but some can become physically abusive, and some people will even kill you if they're set off in the right way at the right time. So there are varying degrees of that, and there are varying degrees of how much time we spend being totally set off by situations around us, and how much time we're spending just living in the past and future, not necessarily set off, but not happy either, not happy. There is no happiness in the past or future. It cannot exist. It doesn't exist. So that's the nature of the mind. I had an experience also on this same trip that I just mentioned recently, where I was driving, and I did have an experience of being in the now. It only lasted for about 5 seconds. It was brief, but it was very powerful. And I was driving the car when it happened. I wasn't doing anything extraordinary when it happened. It just happened. And it happened because I was really focusing, I think. I was just really in a focused state of mind, or state of being, I should say. And I just allowed myself for that brief moment to be present. And when I did that, I felt this incredible wave come over me. And all of a sudden, I knew that everything in life is there, is here, right here, and right now. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience of realizing that all the things that I'm searching for in my mind, all the plans and schemes and future projections and so forth that I do, and all those things are never going to bring me what I'm really looking for and what I am really looking for. I felt it right there in that moment. Everything I possibly could ever want is right here and right now. That's the only way I can say it. It's hard to put into words that experience of that. It's an experience of being completely fulfilled and for no external reason. And this is what's possible for all of us. This is what's possible, because everybody has it. Everybody has the now. You have now going right now. I have now going right now. But where is our attention? Where are we placing our attention? Are we actually in the now, or are we constantly being dragged into the past and into the future by our identification with our mind? That's the question that we all face. And the spiritual warrior is the one, the woman or man, who is willing to face down this identity and release it, let it go, surrender. Surrender to what is. Be willing to accept what is, because to become realized, which is what we use, a phrase we use often for they'll say, he's a realized master. Well, what does that mean? It just means that he or she became real. To become real means to become aligned with reality. And reality only exists now and here. It's what is. It's what is. And as soon as we can accept and embrace and be with what is, we find that everything we ever searched for in our life is there. That's it. So this is what the spiritual warrior is doing. He knows, first of all, he or she, when you're a spiritual warrior, you know that the enemy is not out there. So we cease fighting with external things. Every time we get set off, we don't say, oh, it's that, it's my boss, it's my wife, it's my husband, it's my girlfriend, it's my job, it's the weather, it's the government. Whenever we get set off, we stop right there and we realize, it's my identification with my ego mind. That's where this is coming from. Get back into the present. That's the answer. It's not about changing something outside. Changing something outside is like a mouse chasing its tail. You can chase and chase and chase. You'll never get there. You can never get into the future. There's no way you'll ever be in the future. We cannot do it. We can only be now. that's the funny aspect about it, you might say, the paradox of it all. Okay? So I'm inviting all of you to be spiritual warriors. And start looking at, be aware of how your mind has complete domination over you. You are a slave to your identity with a false god. That false god being your ego. Your mind. Okay, that concludes my discussion tonight. I hope you guys got the little message about ideas for the newsletter, for the next newsletter, articles. And I hope it's time you can call. We're going to take a short break. You can call in now with your questions about your life and your destiny and your relationships. And I'm here to answer your questions and to take a look and see what's there for you. Also, if you do have an idea for an article, you can share that with me when you call in too. So you don't have to have a question. If you just want to call and say hi, do that too. Okay, all the lines are open. We'll be right back after a short break. We're going to listen to the song Rama Rama, and when we come back, we'll take your calls. This is Robert Lee Kemp. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and this is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. The lines, there are some lines open, so it's still time to call in, and we have Carol waiting patiently on line two. Are you there, Carol?
I am.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for staying up so late.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Thanks for having the show.
You're calling
from Maine. Listening to. Yeah. I've been listening to your previous radio shows, so it's wonderful. I've had your cards for many years and really enjoy them. And so you used to be in Ashland, right?
Actually, Asheville.
I'm sorry, Asheville.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Ashland, but it's actually Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah. So it's great that you're in the Bay Area again, or for the first time. Is it a return or a new?
Yeah, it's actually a return. I lived here about over 10 years ago, and now I'm back. My son lives here, so I'm here to be with him.
Ah, okay.
That's my main reason. So you studied the cards, and do you have a question about your cards tonight?
A relationship is ending, and I had moved away, actually, from the Bay Area to pursue the relationship. And so I'm struggling to decide what to do next, whether to go back to the Bay Area and pick up where I left off, or I have family in Vancouver. That would be kind of a different, in some ways it's tricky because it's Canada, but I could base myself in Port Townsend. I lived there for a few months, and then I'd be closer to Canada. So basically my question is, you know, whether to go back to where I was, which was lovely, or whether to take this opportunity to start off in like the northwest in a whole new place.
How long ago did this relationship end that you were in?
Well, we're just, and that's actually one of my questions is, we're actually still, it'll end next month because we're here in Maine together, and then we'll go back to the West Coast and go different ways. And what I find interesting is that, my cards this year, I have, King of Hearts, and then the Pluto, and then the result is his birth card, which is a Five of Clubs.
Uh-huh.
While he has Jack of Diamonds, Pluto, and then the result of something else. But I thought that was so interesting that he's my result and I'm his Pluto.
Yeah. Well, that is interesting. It's an interesting situation. This. You know, one thing I want to mention to you is that this is your age 52 year.
This is my what?
Your age 52 year.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is an extremely significant year of life.
I heard somebody, you know, and I got very into your cards, and then I'm kind of coming back to them, and so there's huge gaps that I never ever got. You know, I just picked up certain things. So.
And plus, see, the older version of the book, this wasn't in the older version that you might have or had.
Right, I probably got it's been a good, I'd say, 8-10 years or something.
Sure. So let me tell you a little bit about this year, because it's very significant for everybody. When they're 52 years old, first of all, it's a Jupiter year, so Jupiter years are always blessed. And what I mean by that is that in Jupiter, we always get wishes fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, in a way, nothing really bad can happen to you this year.
Yeah.
That's one thing to keep in mind, you know.
Okay.
Nothing all that bad is going to happen to you because you're under a blessed influence.
Okay.
The other thing is that this year, and I can't explain exactly why, but it has such a combination of cards that the things that have been hardest for us in life to ever have in our life are just given to us this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, So whatever struggles we've had in life up to this point, like some of the major struggles, those struggles are just kind of like given to us as a gift on the good stuff. Not the bad struggle, but the solution to that struggle. So the question comes in that year is, can I really allow my life to be really great? That's the question we want to answer when we're 52. Now, you are just ending your Venus period. Your Venus period will end in 2 days. And you'll go
right.
And,
you know, could you speak up just a little?
I'll do what I can, but I'm not sure. I'll
Sorry.
Do the best I can.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So, in this year of your life, you have to think about, like, imagine that this is the most important year of your whole life.
Okay.
And if it is, what are you going to do this year that's going to invest in yourself, being the most happy, self-expressed person that you can possibly be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't want to waste it, because this year is the pattern setter for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I look at your cards, and they're all good this year. Even though this relationship is breaking up, it doesn't even look like it was a problem for you.
Yeah, you know what, I realize I've just, it's been such an incredible learning.
I don't see any major suffering happening here. not that I need you or suffer or want you to suffer, but I don't see it in the cards.
Yeah.
Okay?
No,
and
I don't hear
I don't hear it in your voice either, you know.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, it's okay, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So what I see here is that, like, you really can't make any bad choices. The fact that you were going to move is a sure thing, because you have a five of spades result card in your six of clubs. And you have a nine of diamonds long range. So, you know, you definitely had to kind of pick up and get away from what you were doing in your life and have something new show up. There's no doubt about it. And so this relationship doesn't really have a big bearing on that necessarily. It's just the first step for you to get moving to where you need to go. Okay?
Yeah.
And there's so much more for you. This year is just getting started. And really, in my opinion, the year just started really around our Mars period, actually. That's been my experience.
Mars?
Yeah, which is just getting ready to start for you, your Mars period. I notice that people's years don't really get started until the Mars period.
Well,
it's when things start to show up, like what's really going on for you this year will start to show up in your Mars period.
We've just been kind of getting the stage set, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I see nothing but great cards in your Mars period, okay? I see a Ten of Diamonds and an Ace of Clubs, Jack of Clubs and an Eight of Diamonds. Money is no problem for you this year. That's a nice thing to know.
Yeah, you know? That is great. Yeah.
Sometimes that's a major issue for some people. That keeps them stuck. That's not your problem.
Yes, no, I have been lucky, really lucky.
Yeah, I like to use the word fortunate, because luck implies some force outside of ourselves.
Yes, okay.
You know, personally, that's my personal. So, with a 10 and an ace, I wouldn't be surprised if you started something new, like this Ace of Clubs, you know, could bring, like, some new study for you, some course of study, or learning something new, or something along those lines.
Well, actually, I'm really interested. I think I'm so impressed with your system, you know, so I'm thinking, one of those, it sounds like a person could study from anywhere, but, you know, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, so, and, you know, your long-range card this year is a Jack of Spades, so this was meant to be for you a year when your whole lifestyle gets upgraded to something that's more in alignment with what your spiritual beliefs are.
Yeah.
Okay? And that also involves letting go of the past. Letting go of everything in your life that really isn't you anymore. Okay? You have a nine of diamonds twice in your long range cards. You don't know that, but you have two of them. Because there's actually two long range cards each year. For each card. That's kind of an advanced topic, but just take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a year for you of letting go of some major endings. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you've already moved, right? You've already taken off from where you were, right?
About 2.5 years ago, actually, I left where I had been for a long time and have been kind of in limbo. My dad died and a bunch of stuff has happened, so it's really dislodged me. So,
well, how long have you been in this relationship?
That's what dislodged me.
Oh, you were in a relationship for this long? For 2.5 years?
Yeah. Since August of 2005, I think.
Okay. Well, it's amazing that it doesn't even show up in your cards like a big deal. It's so funny. You know what I mean? Most people.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a huge deal, but actually, I think it's been several separations, so it feels like finally the separation is kind of clearing. It's like has several practice runs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't really see you going back to where you used to be. I see you going forward. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, but I could be wrong, but that's what I see.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think it's more like a going forward thing. And whatever going forward means to you, like, does that mean moving to this new place? Probably. It's like letting go of the past. Whatever supports that is the best route for you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions?
I know. I have a question. I just heard you talking to somebody saying that the personality and the ruling cards are just different aspects of you rather than one is weaker and one is stronger.
Right. You're talking about the planetary ruling card, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for instance, in this relationship that I've been in, his ruling card is Five of Clubs, and then my, birth card is there's birth card and planetary ruler. So his birth card is Five of Clubs, and my planetary ruler is Six. So
right.
That means he's moon to me?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Because he's always saying he hates his role in the relationship, and I guess...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of men don't go for that, you know.
Yeah.
Because it kind of goes against their... It's not really allowing a man generally to be male.
Yeah.
What's his birthday? What's his ruling card?
November 15th.
Okay, so he's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
So he's a Seven of Hearts and also a Nine of Spades.
Right.
Those are his other two cards. So, yeah, you know, men will at first, a man will usually really like being moon to a woman.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain fascination there.
Yeah.
With being with a woman that's, you know, you just find her so fascinating, you think, wow, I may never get tired of, you know, this.
Yeah.
But if the man has got, like, you know, a fairly strong male identity, after a while that won't be enough. That won't work.
Yeah.
So that's probably what happened in his case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it was nice for you. And that's one reason, by the way, that it's easy for you to walk away. Because when you're the sun card in a moon relationship, you don't suffer as much when the breakup happens.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, you know, it was easy. I think it was easy for you.
It's it's been really, I guess, educational. But yes, I guess there is a part that I kind of saw the problems, I could see the issues, and I guess there was one level where I always kind of thought there was more transformational potential, which I guess is really common for women to do.
Yeah, that's true. Women give men more credit than they're due. Often. men are very simple. We're very simple in some ways, you know. Women are much more complex in a certain way than we are.
Yeah.
And women, we each make the mistake of projecting how we are onto the opposite sex, which doesn't really work.
Yeah.
So you have a great year. You have a great year ahead of you, and you know, you want to get as much out of this as possible. You'll never have this year again, and like I would suggest, going full tilt into doing something for yourself that could help you change your life permanently for the better, whatever
yeah.
that might be. You know.
Right.
Personally, I was 52 a couple of years ago. I did a really intense transformational training that absolutely changed my life.
And what was that?
Well, it has a name, but what's the point in saying the name? I mean, you wouldn't know what it is. You wouldn't hear it. I mean, if you're really interested, you can email me. I'll tell you more about it. But it's that kind of thing. I just wanted to give you the idea of sort of like something that for you would be a stretch and would help you get out of, because see, 52 is about our last opportunity to get out of the patterns of our life that have kept us being a certain way.
Yeah.
Because after that, we're just kind of too tired, you know? We are. I mean, think about it. We're a little bit too tired to really get the energy up, to really have something special or magnificent happen in our life. I'm not saying
right.
it's possible, but it's usually the way of, you see, that's all.
Yeah.
So go for it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate it, and I appreciate the amount that you're sharing about your process. You know, it's great.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being a listener and for being a guest. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Robert.
All right. Good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We have lines open, folks. If you want to call, now is the time. We're going to play the song Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if we have some callers when we come back, we're going to keep the show going. So call in now. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Hare Krishna. You know, even the Krishna chant thing has been sort of like worn out by the Hare Krishna movement, which has really gotten kind of a bad rap in a way. I think, and I don't blame everybody for thinking somewhat poorly of them because of some of the ways they went running around with their heads shaved and begging for money on the street corners and all that stuff. But Krishna is a very powerful chant. So it's funny how words in our language get kind of ruined by situations that happened. I mean, 100 years ago, you could use the word gay freely without the connotation of homosexuality. You never heard anybody say, "Wow, I feel so gay today." As a matter of fact, the word gay now among young adults means like really something really bad. Like they'll say, "Ooh, that's really gay," and that implies that there's something wrong about it, something really like detestable. And so that word has been totally screwed over. So we've kind of lost a few words along the way here in our language. And Krishna is another one of those words. When people hear it, they can't help but have this whole sort of thing about it that's not on the real positive level. So I'm not sure. I think we may have a caller. If we do have a caller, Seth, put them on now and see. Otherwise, we're going to introduce another song here. So let me see if Seth has somebody here. Hello?
Hi, Robert.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mary Lee.
Oh, hi, Mary Lee.
How are you?
I've spoken to you.
Enjoying your show as usual.
Well, thank you, man. I'm glad you called in.
I'd like to ask a question.
Well, great. Let's have it.
I wanted to know, how does the love life look for an Eight of Clubs this year?
How does a love life look? Okay. Okay, well, let's have a see. You were born May 24th, 1945, is that correct?
Right.
Okay, let's have a look and see what we got here. And you're in Neptune right now. So you're talking about your year that starts on your birthday, I assume. Is that true?
Exactly.
Okay.
The one that's coming up, because the last one hasn't been that great.
Well, there hasn't been a lot of love cards in this past year. Have you had any love life this past year?
Nothing substantial. A lot of people from the past came back, but just to remind me what I was supposed to learn.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got a month till your birthday, all right? So I have a couple suggestions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, first of all, you want to throw yourself a big birthday party this year.
Okay.
You're going to set this up yourself. You're not going to wait for somebody else to do it for you. And you're going to invite all your friends, everybody that knows you in your area. The reason I'm saying this is because you have an Eight of Hearts in Mercury and a Ten of Hearts in Mercury. You have some great cards.
Oh, okay? Good.
And I guarantee you that if you have this birthday party, it'll be the most fun birthday you've ever had, you've had in years, that you can remember probably. Okay? Are you following me so far?
I'm following you.
And, you know, here's what I did. I sent out invitations to all my friends, and I said, come to my party, bring something to eat, and bring a present. Now, it takes a lot of balls to say that, doesn't it?
It does.
But that's the kind of thing you got to do, because it's your birthday.
That's right.
And you got the power.
Here.
You got some great cards here. So with these cards, this is going to be a huge boost to your social life. It's going to start the year off on a perfect footing. Do you follow me?
I do.
It's going to set the stage for a year of a lot of interactions with your people in your community, friends and so forth. And then we look ahead and we see that in your Mars period, you have the King of Hearts. Another love card. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And we also see that you have an Eight of Hearts environment in your ruling card spread. And you have a Six of Hearts Pluto and a Three of Hearts result. So this year is not going to be like last year. There is going to be love in your life.
Oh, that's good. I'm ready.
As a matter of fact, you might end up with two boyfriends by the end of the year.
Okay. Could one possibly be another eight of gloves?
Well, there's no indication here of any card that I see. I mean, this King of Hearts that's showing up in Mars has no Eight of Clubs connected to it. What it has is a King of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
So this looks like a diamond guy.
Oh, okay.
Coming into
I like world. Those diamonds.
Yeah. A girl's best friend.
Aren't you one?
I am, yes.
I know.
Yes.
They're very nice, I must say.
Well, you know, Queen of Diamonds, my card is your Pluto.
I know, you told me that.
Yeah, we had this conversation already, didn't we? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, we did.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very true.
You know, and a lot of Eight of Clubs, and I don't know if this has happened, do you know, have you read the article I wrote called The Mystery of the Eight of Clubs Woman?
No, I haven't, but I have been on my list to order.
It's in my Visions volume, I think one or two.
Four.
I think it's before that, but I may be wrong. Anyway, what happens is Eight of Clubs women at some point in their life meet a younger diamond male that comes into their life for the sole purpose of basically waking them up. It's a romantic relationship. And it serves to break them out of their, like, sort of fixed concept about things. Do you understand?
I do.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe this will be the year for you, for that one.
Well, that would be great.
It's possible.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to you coming to Chicago.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Did I give you the date of that yet?
No, when I talked to you, you didn't know exactly when it was going to be.
July 25th.
Oh, July?
Uh-huh.
July
23rd. Yeah.
Okay, I guarantee they're going to be standing in line to see you.
It's going to be fun. We're going to... I'll have my new book out by then. It'll actually be out well before then, but we're going to have a really fun, entertaining get-together. It's going to be fun. I look forward to meeting you when I come.
I look forward to meeting you also.
Good. So... You know, this is going to be a romantic year for you. It's not all that it's about by any means, but there certainly is a lot of romantic activity here. I think that you're going to be very happy about it.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks
a lot. I'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, Mary Lee. Thanks for being a guest tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are starting to get some callers finally, and that's nice. So there are lines open, and please call in. So we have Lindy waiting on line 4. Are you there, Lindy?
Oh, I am. How are you, Robert?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm excellent.
And you are from where?
I'm located in Southern California.
Oh, okay. What town is that where you live?
La Mirada, California.
La Mirada. I'm not sure that is.
By Buena Park.
Buena Park? Okay.
Not very Farm and Anaheim, all that.
Okay. So are you... I think I know you, actually. I know your name.
I think you do.
I know your last name, actually.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think I do. Is it start with a D?
It does.
Yeah, I know you.
I'm one of those Seven of Diamonds.
Yeah, you're one of those stubborn of diamonds.
Stubborn? Don't say stubborn.
Really? Why not?
Well, six, semi.
Six? Well, what do you think six means?
What was that?
What do you think six means?
No, semi. That means.
Well, you're only semi-stubborn, okay.
Yeah, semi-stubborn. I can be moved. I'm not, you know, once it's in my head.
I've actually discovered that all the semi six cards are pretty much the sixes and six cards. That's what I've seen. You know, it varies from person to person, but overall.
Yeah.
They have a strong quality, but a very strong will, you know?
Yes.
Nobody can kind of, like, change them or persuade them or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. That's very, very accurate. Very accurate.
So, you're born in 1960, is that right?
Yes.
Well, I imagine you might have a question.
I have a couple of them. What I'm very curious about, the Pluto and my long range this year being about six o'clock.
Uh-huh.
That's just very interesting to me. And then it was also my Jupiter card for my planetary ruling card, so last period. And I guess also my question is, I'm trying to sell my home, and we'll be making major changes coming up here soon. And, you know, how the market is and everything, I'm just wondering, you know, is this going to work for me? I've got a lot going. Trying to start a business as well.
Are you in a lot of debt right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to clear that.
Well, see, you're in the...
Well, as far as the only major debt I have is the mortgage. I don't have other debt other than a mortgage that I'm trying to relieve myself of, which a lot of people are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm taking, you know, really trying to market my property. And hopefully, you know, it's successful because a lot is what I'm trying to do in the future, you know, writing on it.
Okay. So, you know, you're in the Saturn period right now.
I know.
And one of your cards is the Three of Clubs.
Yes.
So you're worrying more than usual.
And which that's not hard to do, so trying to be creative. That's, you know, I'm trying to market and I'm trying to work on things for my future plans. So especially when I get real antsy.
Yeah, well, you know, when you have that kind of card in Saturn, you can't help but worry, all right?
Okay.
So don't fight about it. Just don't fight with yourself about it. Just realize that's what you're gonna do and just kinda like be easy about it.
Okay.
It's gonna happen. You're gonna have these worrisome thoughts. Well, all they are is worry. They're just mental. So you can just kind of let them be and just don't pay much attention to them.
Okay.
And you also have a Nine of Spades in Neptune this year. You're aware of that?
Yes.
And that also will have you worrying because that's the Hopes and Fears card. Okay. So that's like the fear would be, oh my God, huge loss. You see?
Okay.
That's the fear. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. So, just remember, that's just the fear. Okay? It's just your mind.
Which is false evidence appearing real, and if I don't fall into that fear, then a nine could actually be a good thing for...
A nine can mean fulfillment. It can mean a wish coming true. It can mean lots of things.
And
so the important thing I think is to manage your state of being, you know, like keep a close eye on your sense of safety, you know, feeling well and feeling happy and not letting all this tendency to be worrisome and negative. Don't let that get the best of you this year.
Okay. Which is a little hard right now.
Well, you know,
in
a way...
I'm very much in a transition period.
Well, it is hard. It's definitely hard.
Transitioning out of a relationship and, you know.
It's definitely hard because you're entering into the land of uncertainty.
Oh. Bada bing. Bada bing. But that's okay because I think that's okay. I'm trying to roll with that because I'm always have to be so certain about everything, and I'm just trying to remind myself that I am always been provided for. So,
yeah.
And I've been in darker places. So this is really nothing to me, honestly.
I've been in darker places. I get that.
Okay.
I get it. So you know, whatever will work, whatever kind of thing that you can tell yourself that'll help you be more relaxed and not let the worry get the better of you.
All right.
That's the best thing to do.
I'll work on that.
You know, and the cards are not so bad. They're not. There's no definite indication here that you're going to sell your house or by when or any of that. You know that already.
Yeah, I know that. I just.
Yeah. So there's an uncertainty factor that you can't really avoid here in the situation you're in. It's kind of like the election between the presidential election right now. There's no certain winner of this election in the cards.
I read your article and I so agree, and I have some other study in relationship to that. It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm not all that curious about the elections. I just do it because it's an interesting topic and we can learn something from watching celebrities, you know.
Yes.
So like a thing. Okay. So what else would I tell you? I would say, okay, you're going to meet somebody soon.
Really? That's interesting you say that. Okay.
You'll be having sex soon.
Okay, that's a good thing.
So, you know, your life is never going to be boring.
Is it ever going to be boring? It's mine.
Your life is never going to be boring.
Oh, I was going to say, I haven't had a boring spot yet, so.
Yeah. Your life is never going to be boring, and isn't that a good thing?
It's an awesome thing. That's an awesome thing.
It's like Clint Eastwood in that movie where they beat him up and throw him in jail and stuff, and he says to the guys, he says, you can beat me, you can torture me, whatever, but just don't bore me.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I agree. Mental stimulus is just what I need always.
Yeah, well, you're a mental sign. You're a Virgo.
Yes. And I, that's one of my, I'm sometimes too mental.
Yeah. So, you know, that's your rest of your year, okay?
Okay.
And you can call me again after your birthday and let me know how things went, whatever you want to do.
I definitely will, because I like that other part that you had to say about somebody coming in, so that's a good thing.
And your long-range card next year is the King of Hearts, oh my God!
And what does that mean?
More love.
Oh, more for next year?
Yeah.
That's
more.
Awesome.
Even more.
I can hardly wait. Okay, well thank you, and I just want to appreciate it. And you said you got a new book coming out.
Yeah, we do have a new book.
And what is that going to be, what's the topic for that, because I haven't...
It's like a playful version of Love Cards. It's smaller. It's like a book that just introduces people to the cards, and just it talks about the birth card and who do you have the greatest marriage connections with, who do you have the greatest sex with.
Oh, great!
Like that. So kind of a fun book.
Okay, that's good. I have a question I wanted to know because I, you know, do reading for people and I'm. Getting more people asking about children and, you know, how to interpret the cards, you know, I guess at that level. And I was just wondering if you're ever going to do any more work or subjects or any articles on interpreting for children or...
Well, I wrote... Did you have the article that I did write about kids and the cards?
I think it was in I almost have all the newsletters, so I think I did look into that, but it was like a bite. It wasn't, to me, it seemed like there was going to be more.
Yeah, well, it's not, you know, I can't do too much in a newsletter.
Right.
So. But it definitely is a place, it definitely gives you a starting place.
Okay.
You know, it gives you a lot to start out with, so I would definitely recommend that you read that again. It tells you, it gives you some basic stuff that you can tell any parent about their kids and help them be better parents based on the card of their kid and their cards.
Right, yeah, I did, and I am working with that information, and I just didn't know if there was more, because it just seems like maybe there could be more depth to some of that. So
yeah,
it
could be, yeah. I mean, you know, I've only got 6 pages in a newsletter, so there's always room for more.
So I was just curious, you know, because it's just coming kind of across a little bit more. So I just,
yeah,
you know, hope I'm doing the right thing. I,
I'm sure you are. You're not a mean person, are you?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I'm very much in the white here. No, and I.
So I'm sure whatever you do will be just fine.
I'm very conscious and make sure I'm really trying to make you proud. So I do it all with as much as integrity as I can possibly, put across with whatever's, asked upon me. So I never, ever let anybody think that this is anything but, at the most integral level for them, because it's, what I'm saying? Because I'm just providing information to them.
Exactly.
That's it.
So I think you got a handle on it.
Right on. Cool.
Yeah, I think you're doing just fine.
Okay, well, I enjoy this time, and I enjoy your work, just like, you hear all the time. So, and I just...
No, I appreciate
it. I'm here. I'm always here to support you. So when you said you had no callers, I said, what? Let me get on the line right away. And then it took me a long time because all the lines were busy. So it's like, what was he talking about?
Well, I don't know how they were busy because when you called, there was nobody. Maybe there's some other show is using the line or something.
Ah.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I hope you have lots of callers and keep you very busy because it's
very
informative and I learn, always learn.
Thanks a lot, Lindy. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I will definitely check back with you in a few months and tell you how I land.
We will love to hear from you.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye, Lindy.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break now. I do have an old friend of mine, actually, on line three, but Allison, just hang on, and we will take a break, and we will listen to Sri Ram, and when we come back, we'll take Allison's call and anybody else who decides to call. We have at least two lines open, folks, so don't hesitate to call in during this short break. We'll be right back.
Ram.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Sri Ram, and I guess the word got out, and now we have some callers, which is so nice. So thank you guys for calling in. And next up, we have a friend of mine named Allison from Denver. Are you there, Allison?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good. It's great to hear from you.
I know. I haven't talked to you, I don't think, since last fall.
I know.
How have you been?
I've been pretty good. Actually.
So there's a theme tonight, May birthdays and Neptune and lots of nine stuff.
For you?
Yeah. Well,
oh.
And also I think for your first caller.
Yeah, you are. And you are lots of nine stuff in yourself.
I do.
I mean, you are lots of nine stuff all by yourself.
I am. I have enough for everybody.
You're a handful.
And I'm May 23rd.
Yeah, you're a handful of nines.
I am.
May 23rd, 1966, right?
Yep.
Got that time, that year right? So mm-hmm. you're almost having a birthday. You're in Neptune right now. You're on drugs, and you're confused.
I didn't know I was on drugs, but...
Well, Neptune is always a drug period, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're in Neptune. We're kind of on drugs, so...
Okay. Well, that would explain a lot.
So how have you been?
Pretty good. I had a couple questions. My mom's having surgery tomorrow, and I did that weekly spread, and I think I may have influenced it a little bit because I got, like, every five and every nine, and it was horrible.
Oh, for your mother, you mean, or for you?
Well, you first did it for me, and then I did it for her, and it didn't go much better that way. But I don't know. I think she'll be fine.
What's your birthday? What's your mother's birthday?
She's July 15th, 1938.
Okay.
And she's had a long haul of it. She's been dealing with stuff for 10 years, and we thought surgery was not an option for the last 7 or 8, and all of a sudden it is, and it's tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Well,
so I think however it goes, you know, I'll be fine, but...
She's having surgery on her Saturn day tomorrow. And even though... Even though most people would say, oh, that's not a good idea, actually Saturn governs doctors. So it's not a bad idea to have a surgery on a Saturn day.
Okay.
And her cards aren't too bad. I mean, she's got a couple of good cards and a couple of challenging cards, but overall I think it's okay. You, on the other hand, have some cards of kind of worry tomorrow. So maybe you'll be worrying a lot about her tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm looking at your calculated cards for the week. So you were born on a Monday. You were born on a Monday.
I was.
Yep. And today is your Mercury day. Your best day of the week is Thursday. But Mercury.
Yeah, typically it's a pretty good day.
Yeah, it's probably a good day. And Friday's probably a harder day for you, generally speaking.
I'll have to plan more stuff on Thursdays.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Tuesday is also usually a good day for you. You know, Venus is also a good influence. So are you curious about your next year at all?
Yeah, it looks pretty good, I think.
Uh-huh.
So if we get through the next couple of weeks. So I've had a lot of changes, though. I've had all these kind of business changes. And I am dating somebody, and he's the Five of Hearts.
Five of Hearts? Which birthday?
October 30th.
Okay, Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
So he's a nine
really
of hearts.
He doesn't really act like one.
He's a nine of hearts and a nine of diamonds. What does he act like?
No, it's October 30th. I thought it was a Five of Hearts.
That's what I said.
Five of Hearts. He's a nine, sorry.
His ruling cards are both nines, nine of hearts and nine of diamonds.
Okay.
So, you know, here you are. You're between the two of you, you guys are all four nines.
I know.
So what's that about?
I don't know, but it needs to be a little bit more feel good.
Well, you know, as long as it's feeling good. Just be aware that, I shouldn't say that. Not fives can have trouble with commitment, you know, can have trouble with commitment. I knew a woman that was this birthday a long time ago in Nashville, and she was really clear that she would never be committed to one person for too long, you know. So I don't know if this guy is like that or not, but it's a possibility.
No, he's kind of the opposite. Like, he's Mr. Commitment up front, and then he starts to think about it. He's pretty loyal. I don't think that's the issue. He just has a whole bunch of stuff going on, and we have a whole bunch of kids between us. So there's just a lot of complexity and a lot of cards. So.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm really happy for you that you found somebody and you're dating or, you know, whatever you're doing.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we got that, and Mom's gonna be okay. So what about my next year?
Okay. Let's take a look.
I thought it looked good.
Yeah, you got a bunch of eights next year, so I think you're going to have a lot of success this coming year.
It's about time, man.
This
year was a little bit of a struggle.
You're so smart, though, and everything. You should always be successful. I think. Yeah. So are you still doing kind of, are you doing like personal training stuff, or what are you doing now?
No, I do business consulting, and then I've added an energy work component to that, which is interesting because when you do traditional, you know, business consulting, you give people structures and things to grow their businesses, and they move forward. And when you add the energy component to it, they go so much more, like, they go so fast that you're kind of like, why didn't I do this 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So that's really fun, you know, just combining both those things. So
good. Well, this year for you begins a new 7-year cycle, and I see your boyfriend in your life for the whole year.
Okay.
You know, it looks good. I don't know if you'll get married or not, but you're going to feel like you're married.
Yeah, I already kind of do. I mean, we're not living together, and we were talking about it, and we're going to kind of wait just because of schools and things with kids and all that.
Yeah,
so
that's fine. I mean, and I see a lot of success. Eights mean the power. They mean the power to accomplish things and to have things your way, and you've got a lot of eights.
So I was, when I looked at it, I saw the same thing, so I was excited, but it looked like with huge amounts of hard work. Do you see that I have energy for all this?
Yeah, you'll have the energy. I don't see huge amounts of hard work.
Okay.
I do see some, but not huge. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
Your Saturn period will be the hardest period of the year. You have some challenging cards in. You want to try to not get too... When you get close to Saturn, which is December 15th, when you mm-hmm. start getting close to that, you want to kind of slack, you want to kind of lay back a little bit and don't get too much on your plate.
Okay, so the doctor's advice is to take the month off.
Yeah, like just, you know, don't, like kind of, just kind of like try to free up your schedule a little bit, because you've got a worry card there, and you've got like a getting kind of ill, overwork card there.
Okay.
So you want to just kind of be aware of that period, but the rest of the year looks fantastic.
Okay. I was going to put my house up for sale in the next couple weeks.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing here to indicate that one way or the other. I mean, if anything, it looks good, but I don't see...
Yeah, I was more worried about it selling, like, later.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you will sell it later. I think you'll sell it before the year's over, is what I think.
Okay.
But it won't be right away, from what I can see here. Because you have an Eight of Diamonds result, so that's like the money shows up at the end of the year.
Okay.
All right.
All right, great.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for calling us. Lovely to hear your voice.
I know. It's been way too long.
Oh, by the way, I did the. I actually was on staff for a training last week.
You were what?
I was on staff for a training, for one of the trainings.
Oh, you were? No way.
We have a center.
Oh, my gosh. How satisfying was that?
It was really nice. It was great. We have a center right here in Concord. Where, and for those listeners, for the benefit of my listeners, I took this transformational training. That's how I met Allison a couple years ago. I was enrolling her in the training.
Yes, you were.
And they have a center here in Concord, and I actually was able to be on staff for one of the bases, and it was really, really great. It was a great experience. Challenging, but great.
I know, and you think you're just helping, and when you do something like that, you get the course times five, don't you?
Yeah, it was like doing it over again. It was really, really good. It was, you know, it was a real, it was very challenging, though, I must admit. I you know, I was like I was in the training and trying to get out of the training.
Uh-huh.
Just like I was when I was in the training. So it was very, and I feel better after having taken it. I feel really good. I want the staff in advance next. That's my next goal. So.
But that should be great. I think those are always. I think assisting from the back of the room is like way harder than being in the class sometimes when you do things like that.
It is, especially if you have a real, like, regimented team leader.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I'm gonna let you go out.
Dealing with your authority issues.
Yes. Well, thanks for calling, and it's great to connect with you, and let's talk again sometime, okay?
Okay, we will. Thank you so much.
All right. Have fun with your new boyfriend. Bye-bye. Okay, without further ado, we're going to take our next caller, who is Frida from Houston, Texas. Are you there, Frida?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Okay. Hi, Robert.
And you were born September 10th, 1956?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show.
Okay. I spoke to you, I believe it was in January.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I'm calling, I was listening to your previous program, and you had mentioned that to find information regarding our career, it would be the Saturn in our planetary cards,
mm-hmm.
my life spread.
Yeah.
Okay, well, mine being a nine of hearts, how would I read that as far as career?
Okay, well, so first of all, I should say that the Saturn card is a general indicator of what your career will be about, you know,
mm-hmm.
once you grow up, okay? So,
well,
nine of hearts. Growing
up.
Nine
I haven't got there yet.
Well, I had to use that expression because, you know, we don't quite grow up until we get to a certain age, you know, we kind of grow up. But nine of hearts means giving to other people. Okay. So your career would involve some way of giving to people, helping people that are less fortunate than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So what kind of careers have you had so far?
That's the problem. I've had many.
Well, that's not necessarily
a problem. And today I was at my career counseling class, and my facilitator, he just suggested that I get a book to read. You know, basically, you know, you need to, I guess, you know, identify what you want to do. And I this has been a very difficult problem for me. I mean, I enjoy working, but I just can't seem to find my niche.
Well, I know this much, okay? First of all, you're an ace of diamonds, just like me. Actually, your cards and mine are kind of reversed of each other. You're an ace of diamonds and a queen of diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a queen of diamonds and an ace of diamonds. Right? But anybody who's an ace of diamonds, and that includes both of us, what we do in our life is like one of the most important things to us.
Yes, okay. That's true.
You know, because we live our lives such that we measure our own value, our own worth, by being successful at something.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's extremely important for you to find the career. It's even, I mean, more than other people, to find the career that is your career and to be, you know, doing what you really are meant to be doing. Wouldn't you agree?
I'm working hard at trying to figure that out.
Okay. So I can offer a couple suggestions to you.
Okay.
All right. First of all, you have to be asking for that. You know, you have to be asking God for that. It has to be.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm doing that.
Okay, good. That's important. You know, it took me a long time, honestly. It took me a long time before I found the career that I was meant to have. I think I was praying for it for like 10 or 15 years, okay?
Okay. And well, it's been quite a while.
I was always doing things, and I was actually doing them pretty well, and I was having success, but I knew I hadn't found the right one yet, right? The other thing is, think about like what you did when you were a child, the kinds of things you did when nobody was making you do anything. You know, what things did you just do on your own when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
I used to like write stories when I was a kid. I never thought I would be an author. I never planned on being an author. But that's what I did for recreation when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I would write stories in school. And sometimes that's like a clue. That can help us, you know, find out what it is we're meant to be doing. It's the thing that we do when we're not being told what to do. See? When somebody's not making us do it or telling us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? So think about what you did when you were a kid, like when you were about 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. Like what kinds of things did you just enjoy doing when no one was around, no one was on you? Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
And what was it?
Well, I was an avid reader,
okay.
And I had a, my mother hated that about me.
Yes.
She pointed that out, that she didn't know what was wrong. She said, "What is wrong with this child?" So that was one of the things I enjoyed. Also, I enjoyed collecting. I love collecting things like stamps. I just have very quiet pursuits, you know.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's typical ace of diamonds. So, you know, you could make $1 million as a stamp collector. Okay? I'm not saying that's the definite your best career, but just think about, like, things and those kind of possibilities. Do you see that?
Well, as I said, I love reading anything that has to do with history. I just absorb it. I just love it.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, I love history.
You should think about the things that you love, and then you're a diamond, so you should be able to come up with ideas on how you could turn that into some sort of service or product that you could offer other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's all you got to do. So just think about that. If you, especially, it seems like you have a little bit of a head start because you really know what you love. That's a great place to start. You already know what really is fun for you. It's supposed to be fun, Frida. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, well, those are the things I enjoy. Like I said, I tend to be, I prefer to work alone. I like my space, if you know what I mean. I like to have my own space.
Well, that's exactly how all Ace of Diamonds people are.
Yeah.
They like to be by themselves and have their little alone time.
Yeah. Well.
So you have all the little clues right there in front of you.
I hope to work this out very soon. I have been working toward this for years now, and just, you know.
I think the clues are right in front of you. Don't be afraid to make a choice and try.
Okay.
You know, it's right there. I mean, I don't think you need any more clues. I think you need to get going. you just told me the things that you love to do.
Okay. Well,
why aren't you doing them? Go do them.
Well, the thing is, right now, I'm in transition, and a job ended, so it's, you know, it's time to move into a new direction, which I've known for a very long time that I needed
perfect.
To move.
It's perfect timing.
Where?
Start doing what you love to do. You don't have much more time to waste. Your next year is your last opportunity to really have a great life. It's your critical year next year. So
that's my critical year?
No, on your next birthday it starts.
So what does it mean when you say critical?
Well, were you listening earlier when I was talking to the woman who is in the critical year?
No, I came in on one conversation.
Well, I don't have the entire whole thing with you, but go read what's in the book about the critical year in Chapter 8.
Okay.
And
I have the book.
You know, you got to get going here and start doing what you love and take some risks. You're not going to be able to play it safe and have the life that you dream of. Okay?
Okay.
So take some risks. Try something that you love and see what happens. And God's already set it up for you because you lost your job. It's perfect.
My job ended.
It couldn't be better.
My job ended.
Yeah, your job is history, and now you have an opportunity to do what you love. Don't waste it, okay?
Okay.
All right, Frida. Thanks so much for calling tonight.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert.
Have a great
Bye.
Night. Okay, since we're short on time, we're going to go right into our next caller, who is Jean from Illinois. Are you still there, Jean?
Still here.
How are you doing, Jean?
I'm good.
And your birthday, are you June 7th, 1951?
That's correct.
Oh, good. I can barely hear you.
I know. I was having a hard time hearing you. It might be my phone. I'm not sure.
I can hear you good now. I think how are you tonight?
I'm good. Good.
And do you know I'm coming to Chicago in July?
No, I did not. Where are you going to be?
July 25th, Transitions Bookstore.
Oh, all right.
Right down your calendar.
Well, I hope I'm going to be able to see you.
Well, if you're there, I'd love to meet you, so come on over. I'm going to be giving a talk.
Mm-hmm.
A little class. It's going to be fun.
I heard a lot of good things about you.
Good things, I hope.
Yep, good things.
Okay.
Interesting. I've been listening.
So what can I answer for you tonight? What kind of questions do you have?
Well, I'm concerned about my career. I have the career I'm in is fine, but they might be changing my hours, and I'm worried about that. And I don't want it to change.
Uh-huh.
So, that's what I'm concerned about right now.
Okay. Well, you know, are you convinced that the hours changing is going to be bad for you?
Huh?
Are you convinced that the hours changing is going to be bad for you?
Yeah, with what's going on in my life right now, yes.
So with the other circumstances of your life?
Pardon?
With the other circumstances of your life, the hours changing would be a bad thing.
It would be bad.
Well, I'm not sure. You have really good cards right now, Jean. So it doesn't look like anything bad is going to happen to you. Okay.
Okay.
However, you are in the last period of the year.
The what?
You're in the last period of your year. This system that I use divides the year up into seven periods that begin on your birthday. Okay?
Okay.
And you're in the last period, which is called the Neptune period. And in the Neptune period, we tend to have more worry about the future and more fantasy about the future. It's called the hopes and fears time.
The what?
Hopes and fears time. The time of hopes and fears.
Okay.
I don't think anything bad is going to happen to you, actually.
Okay, so...
But you will worry about it anyway. You understand?
I'm gonna.
Yeah, you're worrying about it anyway.
I'm worried sick about it, actually.
Well, you need to, like, sort of, like, get a hold of yourself and don't let your mind take you into so much misery.
Okay.
Because nothing bad is happening right now.
Because what's happening right now is right.
Nothing bad is happening right now.
No. What is my... what card am I?
Oh, I'm sorry. You are a Ten of Diamonds.
Okay, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's terrible!
No, thank you.
No, Jean, there are no bad cards.
Okay, I was just curious because I don't really know.
Your card, Jean, is called the most blessed card in the deck.
The most what?
Most blessed.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you are. You don't know that, though.
No.
Because... The challenge for your card is to learn how to let things come into them. That's learning how to receive.
You're right.
That's the
I'd rather
challenge.
Give.
You're good at giving, but you're bad at receiving.
You're so right.
And that's why you do not have a happy life.
Okay. That's terrible to hear that, but that's
probably... Well, yeah, but see, Jean, you can change that.
How?
You can learn how to be a woman. A woman is a receiver, not a giver. I mean, it's like the moon, right? The moon is... the only reason we can see it is because the sun shines on it. It receives the light of the sun. And thus, it's beautiful. So, I would suggest you read my book, Jean, about prosperity.
Okay.
It's called The Big Money Book. It's only available on my website.
Okay.
But it's helped thousands of people transform, including myself, transform their prosperity consciousness, which really, for the most people in this country, the big block is receiving. But your particular birthday is like the strongest one of all, having a major issue for that.
Okay.
All right.
You got it.
That's so true. It's great to have you as a guest. Thanks for calling.
Can I ask you one more question?
Well, I have another caller waiting.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
But you can call next Monday. I'll be here.
Okay.
I love to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night, Jean.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have time for one more caller. Her name is Ava from Washington, D.C. Are you there, Ava?
Yes, I'm here, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. Do I know you?
We spoke a few months ago, and you told me to call back, and I'm calling back to see if what the year brings. If you can look at my cards, please, and tell me what you think about this coming year.
So what's new? What's new in your life, full of drama and wonderful things?
well, it's the same old, same old. I'm just.
You're kidding.
Stuck. Same
yes, old, same
God,
old.
Robert.
You're kidding.
Honest to God. I'm so stuck. Please help.
I'm disappointed in you.
I am too, in me.
How
it wasn't supposed to be this way.
How did you get into that situation?
I have no idea how I got here, but I got to get out. And, you know, what do you see? Will I move out of here?
Is stopping you from moving forward in your life right now?
You know, I don't know. It's as though there is some block. A Vedic astrologer told me I had Kalasarpa Yoga, which means everything is
let go of all that for a minute. What are you afraid of? What's the biggest fear you have about changing your life right now? Like, what's the worst that could happen if you really did something radically different?
Well, I don't have the money to just move ahead the way
I want. There we go. I knew it was money.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was money. Okay, so that's your big problem. Your big problem is the finances.
Huge problem.
Okay.
Lots of education, lots of degrees, lots of everything except the money and the opportunity. No opportunity either. People are sort of afraid of my talents and this and that and the other, which is ridiculous, but that's the way it is.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody's situation, you know, each of us is in a situation that is like, it's so uniquely weird that we have the situations that we have. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, how did that all come about the way that it came about?
Yes.
And you can't, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, that, because it's so specifically annoying for each of us.
Absolutely, you're so right.
You know, it's like God came up with a little special formula how to piss Robert Camp off.
Exactly.
You know? And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Everything that I don't want to happen is happening.
Look, I started out my life thinking I want to be independent and have my own existence and have my own money. Guess what?
So who are you dependent on? Do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
I have a relationship with somebody, but it has basically ended 2-3 years ago. He's just supporting me, you know, little things.
Yeah.
But I need that. Like, I need his car to move around, and I need stuff like that. And I can't break free, which is ridiculous. It's bad for him,
okay.
It's bad for me. And
okay.
I'm trying to get a job, and I can't. And
so, you know, if you just look at the fact that your biggest issue in life, the thing that keeps you from moving forward, is your fear of not having enough money.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good place to start, you know, just that awareness of that.
Yes.
See, knowing that that is your kind of like the hurdle that you have to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So have you kind of, do you see that clearly now on the phone talking to me? That's the
big hurdle? Yes, absolutely. I've known that for a long time, and I've been trying to change it, and somehow it just doesn't change, you know.
What have you done?
Karma.
What things have you done? What conscious things have you done to change that?
Well, I've taken every opportunity. I've talked to people and asked for help in you know, getting a job and creating my own business, and nothing is coming to me. It's just doors are closed, you know.
Wow.
Very discouraging.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm at an age now when it's kind of, you know, not easy.
Well, okay. I'm here to tell you, Eva, that the things you're trying, none of them are working.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have to do something different. Are you ready to do
mm-hmm.
something radically different? Are you open to doing something radically different?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you got to stop doing all the stuff that you have been doing. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got to, like, stop asking people, you know, what are they going to tell you? They're going to give you their opinion about stuff. Are you there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I heard a click, so I thought maybe I lost you.
No.
You gotta, like, this is your job. You gotta, like, get your life together. You gotta get your financial things. You can heal this. I was born with poverty consciousness. I was born in a poor family. I mean, I can tell you the story. It would make you very sad even to hear it all. I don't want to bore you with it. But just trust me that anybody can overcome poverty mentality. Anybody. But you gotta be really, you have to be really clear that you're ready to be done with it.
I know, and I am, honest to God.
Well, you're a Three of Clubs ruler, so you're the one that changes your mind a lot, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we don't know what you really will do and what you won't do. You know that. Only you know the answer to that.
For example,
I've written a book about it. I just recommended it to somebody else this evening.
Oh, there's a big money book. I want to get that.
have you read any good books about it? Because that's a place to start. You know, and even in my book, I recommend other books.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of great, there's a lot of bad books out there, and there's a couple of great books out there.
That's true, but I intend to get your book.
And mine is a great book because it's based on what worked, you know,
mm-hmm.
what really worked.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just theory, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, if I were in your shoes, and here you are, you started a new year. You just had a birthday. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
And this is your age 45 year. This is the most blessed, one of the most blessed years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You have the most powerful card in the whole deck, long range card this year, King of Spades.
Uh-huh.
A card that could have you accomplish anything.
Uh-huh.
But you have to get off of whatever is keeping, holding you back, and make this happen.
Uh-huh.
I think it's been a little too easy for you, actually.
No.
I think you have too many ways to fall back. I really do.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, you have this boyfriend, and, you know, he's there to help you, and I don't know. It sounds like you have too many back doors.
You know,
I could be wrong.
Not really. I mean, yeah, I guess I've been blessed, but at the same time, that's not the way I wanted to think to be with my life. You know, I'm very.
Well, I know you don't want that, but that's what you have.
Yeah.
So we have to look at what people have, because that's, see, what people, we all say we want certain things, Eva.
Yeah.
But the choices that we make are more important than what we say.
That's very true.
You know, people can say anything, right? You know, a man can tell you that he loves you, but if he's having sex with somebody else, what does that tell you? Oh, I really love you, but I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to be with her instead. Right?
Yeah.
Is that really, what's really the truth, you see?
Well, you know, it's been a disappointment from every perspective in terms of relationships, career. It's been a huge disappointment, and it's no fun. But I was wondering whether you see a change coming up in
I can see potential for change here,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to happen unless you change.
Uh-huh.
The cards can't make it happen for you. Now, mm-hmm. How much would it be worth to you to have your life be spectacularly different? What would it be worth?
It's worth my life.
Would you give everything you have to have what you really want? Would you give up everything that you have right now to have what you really want?
Almost everything, yes.
Okay. I think you're going to have to be willing to do that to have it, because you're in a pattern that's been a long time.
That's
it's
true.
It's not going to be easy to break. So you live, where do you live? Oh, Washington, D.C. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know something that would change your life if you do it. It'll cost you some money and some time to do it.
What would that be?
It would be the training that I refer to here on the show frequently. The training that I took to change my life.
Oh, I
see. And they happen to have it not far from where you live.
Oh, would you do that?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
That's driving distance for you.
Yeah.
So why don't you contact me after the show, send
uh-huh.
me an email, and I will tell you more about it and talk to you about it, okay?
I don't have your email address.
Do you have my website?
Yes.
It's at the bottom of every page of my site.
Oh, okay, great. I'll send you an email then. Yeah, okay.
Just go to any page of my website and scroll down to the bottom, and
uh-huh.
there's
mm-hmm.
my email address.
Great, Robert. I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, I can talk to you this week. So give me a call, and we'll set up a time to talk about it. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, great. I'll do that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Oh, wonderful to talk to you. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye. Okay. Normally we would end right now, but we have one caller whose birthday is today, and I'm a sucker for birthdays. So, Seth, you can put Diane on, and we can talk to her real quick. Hello?
Hello.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, the first question we have for you is, are you as hot as Jessica Alba and Penelope Cruz?
I don't know how I should answer that.
You have the same birthday. Come on, give it up.
I'm not so bad.
I'm sure
I'm modest.
I see. That's nice to be modest. Okay, cool. So, happy birthday. What can I do for you tonight? Do you want like a general thing for the year, or do you have a?
Yes. I was wondering if you could give me a general forecast for my coming year. I'm in a situation where I'm thinking about relocating back to my home state. Not really by choice, but because circumstances of where I am currently are coming to an end, and I don't know which direction to go in, and I'm highly frustrated.
Okay, well,
trying to find a solution.
Well, briefly, any kind of move like that would be really good for you this year.
It would?
Yeah, it would be very good for you.
Why do you say that?
Because that's what the cards say. You have a Five of Spades as an environment card. That means that moves are going to be blessings this year.
Where is my Five of Spades?
It's your environment card.
Oh, my environment card.
You're born in 1941, right?
No, 49.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. He wrote it down.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying. Let's look again. Okay, now we have a different situation. Let me take a quick look here.
Yeah, I have the Ten of Spades, I believe, for environment.
Yeah, Ten of Spades environment. Let's see here. Well, it is a Jupiter year. That's good. So this is going to be a blessed year for you.
Really?
You're going to get wishes fulfilled this year.
Really?
I am not exaggerating.
What sort of wishes?
It doesn't. We never know exactly what wishes will be fulfilled, but there'll be wishes
mm-hmm.
that are really there'll be wishes that are really important to you.
Mhm.
You know, things that not frivolous things.
Mhm.
But things that really matter to you. So it's just kind of good to have like a little bit of a positive attitude about the year,
right.
Because it's going to bring good things to you. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, okay. The other thing is you're displacing a Five of Diamonds, which means you need to look at the fact that you need to be changing this year. You need to be moving or changing or going somewhere else or doing something different. It's time for you to do that.
Could you repeat that, please?
Okay. You have a Five of Diamonds displacement, which means you need to look at the fact that you need to be changing this year.
I see.
You need to let go of the past and move beyond what you have right now because it's become
mm-hmm.
a box that is suffocating you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally makes sense.
So, you know, you may be concerned about the change, will it work out, and all that stuff, which is just human nature, but it's clear that this is something that has to happen. So get on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
Get on board with that and watch the magic happen. Okay. And are you in a relationship?
Okay.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm in a very platonic relationship that is coming to an end.
Yeah,
and it's pretty much ended.
How can a Queen of Hearts have a platonic relationship?
Pardon me?
How can a Queen of Hearts have a platonic
relationship? There's a 20-year age difference. And in the beginning it wasn't platonic, but it grew into that. And so there's, you know, just that's all that remains.
Okay. Well, I look at the cards this year, and it looks like a really good year for you. Okay, I don't see any problems, but I do see a need for you to get moving. You see, a six of clubs tends to get into ruts.
Right.
Like they keep waiting.
True.
They always keep waiting for something to happen to them, so that they don't have to take the initiative.
Exactly.
And you just don't want to do that this year. You want to take some action here. You want to be the one that gets the ball rolling here. Okay.
And I have started that pronto.
Uh-huh.
But
good.
I just don't know what direction to go in as far as just relocating my physical presence where I'm located.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Well, just think about this, okay? Think about whatever would support... what's going to be good for you is whatever supports you letting go, moving on, and having a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever supports that is the direction you go.
Okay.
That helps simplify it, you see. Whatever helps support you moving beyond this box you're in and having a new beginning.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around that.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't have to figure it out right now on the phone, but just think about it some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know the specifics of your situation, and we don't have time to get into it.
Right.
But that you can use that as a sort of a general guideline for how to approach the year. Like, go towards anything that helps you move beyond what's restricting you right now.
Okay.
All right, that's the best I can give you.
Well, I really, really appreciate that. And I'm just trying to find direction in my life so that I can have a more fuller life.
Yeah. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you there for a minute. Well, all you need to do now is just put it out to the universe. Ask for direction. You're asking right now. Just keep asking. And keep
okay.
in mind what I said. Keep in mind what I said about what it needs to look like for it to be a good thing for you. And I'm sure the right thing will show up.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I know that it will. I have no doubt. Okay, Diane, happy birthday, and thanks for being on my show tonight.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, good night, Diane.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that concludes our show tonight, everybody. I hope you are enjoying your evening. We'll be back next Monday, same time. And we'll end our show tonight, as we always do, with the powerful mantra, the Gayatri Chant. This is Robert Lee Camp. We'll see you next week, same time. Have a great week. Good night.
Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo
Swaha Tat Savitur Vani. devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodaya.
Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.